Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Faith demonstrated through total dependence. Matthew 22, verse 37. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Every morning my plan is the same. Wake up, sit in my favorite chair, and read the Bible. It's a great plan. Friends, I struggle to execute the plan. My hands reach for my phone to check what the weather will be for the day. That leads to checking if any major events have happened in the news. That leads to seeing if there are any new houses for sale in the area. I'm not even looking to move from my current home. I just like to see the pictures of homes in the area. Oh, friends, I haven't even told you about how long I scroll at social media. Such a sneaky addiction. Before you know it, my kids are awake, and, well, now it would be just too difficult to meditate on God's Word, so I tell myself that it would be better to wait until later in the day. The Lord never waits until later in the day to love me first. His love is constant. It wraps throughout the entire day of busyness and all through the night of rest. He always makes the time to love me, and he does it with all that he has. We can depend on it. He says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Jeremiah 31:3. And I am with you always, even to the very end of the age. Matthew 28:20. My youngest daughter is good at reminding me where my priorities should be. Recently, I was packing lunches and my son saw me pack a piece of pizza in his lunchbox. That cold pizza made him so happy that he declared, Mom, you're the best. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't feeling good about myself. Well, that is until my 4-year-old daughter strongly stated, No, you're not. I kind of stopped in my tracks and looked over at her. She was not budging. Her face meant business. We met eyes and she said, God is. I can't compete with that. She's right. God is the best. He wants my best. He wants everything. So much so that he commanded it. Why wouldn't I want to start my day with the one who holds it? The one I can fully depend on to get me through whatever might come my way. Tomorrow is a new day. Let's start it with the Lord. We pray. Lord, forgive me for putting you on the back burner. Thank you for being so dependable and faithful even when I am not. Help me to put my full trust and love in you. Amen. A question to consider. What are your top 3 distractions from putting God first in your life? Make a plan to combat them and ask the Lord for help. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.